KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have cloudy skies, some light rain or sprinkles, and it's 71 degrees. We look for showers and maybe an occasional thunderstorm to continue this morning, and then skies should become partly cloudy. It'll be continued warm and humid as well, a high around 91. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with a check of news brought to you by Lindeman Tractor, offering you farm equipment that works as hard as you do. Severe storms popped up late last night and early this morning across parts of western Iowa, bringing winds gusting up to 75 miles per hour and heavy rain. The National Weather Service reports thunderstorm winds caused power lines to fall in the Crawford County community of Schleswig just before 11 p.m. Not long afterward, pea-sized hail fell, and winds blowing at an estimated 75 miles per hour caused tree damage at the Denison Airport. Similar winds of 60 to 70 miles per hour caused trees to fall in the Sac County town of Lakeview just before 11:30 p.m. Tuesday. Quarter-sized hail fell on Arcadia at around 11:30, while winds gusted up to 65 miles per hour. And just before midnight, winds of up to nearly 60 miles per hour were measured by an automated weather site 2 miles north-northwest of Carroll. Early this morning, the Weather Service issued an urban and small stream flood advisory that's in effect until 8:45 for western Montgomery, Mills, and south-central Pottawatomie counties. Doppler radar indicated as much as 3 inches of rain had fallen over the area, causing some minor flooding. No serious injuries were reported following a two-vehicle collision Tuesday evening in Atlantic. Atlantic Police Officer Dustin Pekin told KJAN News a Honda crossover-style SUV driven by an adult female was traveling westbound on 7th Street when she ran a red light and her vehicle collided with a van that was carrying 2 adults and 5 children. The van was traveling south on Olive Street. The airbags on the Honda deployed during the impact. That crash happened around 5:34 p.m. No names have been officially released. The Cass County Sheriff's Office reports the arrest on drug charges June 30th of 62-year-old Rodney Scott Rasmussen of Atlantic. Rasmussen was taken into custody on a sheriff's office warrant for felony possession of meth, third or subsequent offense, and possession of marijuana, first offense. He was also charged with another count of possession of meth, third or subsequent offense, and possession of drug paraphernalia. Rasmussen was brought to the Cass County Jail and released the next day on $11,300 bond. Cass County Sheriff's deputies arrested 2 people last Friday. 50-year-old Thomas Leroy Jackson of Council Bluffs was arrested after he turned himself in to the Cass County Jail on a Department of Corrections warrant for a parole violation. Jackson was later released on $5,000 bond. And 24-year-old Morgan Barbara Dvorak of Atlantic was arrested Friday on charges of domestic assault and 2 counts of assault with intent to cause injury. Dvorak was taken to the Cass County Jail and released the following day on $6,300 bond. A motorcycle accident Sunday evening in Audubon County resulted in 1 person being sent to the hospital. The Audubon County Sheriff's Office and 58-year-old Brian Dale Schmidt of Audubon suffered unknown injuries and was transported by Xyra Fire and Rescue to the Audubon County Memorial Hospital after he lost control of his 1999 Harley-Davidson motorcycle. Schmidt was traveling south on Pheasant Avenue northeast of Xyra at around 5 p.m. Sunday. When the crash occurred, he became separated from the machine during the crash and ended up in the West Ditch. Damage to the cycle was estimated at $9,000. Police in Red Oak arrested a familiar face early this morning. 46-year-old Shelby Joanne Oliveras of Red Oak was taken into custody just after midnight for public intoxication. Her arrest took place at the intersection of North 1st and East Elm Streets. Oliveras, who has been arrested numerous times in the past on a variety of charges, was brought to the Montgomery County Jail, where she was held on $300 bond. Adair County Sheriff Jeff Vandewater reports a Greenfield woman was cited for OWI first offense. On June the 26th, 74-year-old Linda Faye Hughes was pulled over by Greenfield police at around 8:20 p.m. on that date and again later released on a citation. A Taylor County man stopped in Adams County on Tuesday and was found to have 6 withdrawals in effect. 28-year-old Jesse Fitzwater of Gravity was arrested for OWI first offense and 6 counts of driving under suspension. The sheriff believed Fitzwater was impaired. He was brought to the Adams County Sheriff's Office where Fitzwater refused to consent to a test for impaired driving. Had officials with the Union County Sheriff's Office say 59-year-old Bobby Lawrence Condit of Thayer was arrested Tuesday at his residence on a Polk County warrant for driving while barred. Condit was being held in the Union County Jail until transferred to Polk County by their authorities. And a Lorimore resident reported on Sunday that sometime over the past 24 hours, someone broke into his building at 3rd and Minnesota Streets in Lorimore. A battery charger was missing. The loss there estimated at $150. In the funeral announcements, Clark Gary Matteson, age 81 of Omaha, a native of Elkhorn, died Friday. Services for Clark Matteson will be today at 11 o'clock at the Morningstar Lutheran Church in Omaha. Graveside services with military honors will be held at 3 o'clock today in the Atlantic Memorial Cemetery, with a coffee to be served afterward at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Luella Smith, age 91 of Atlantic, died Saturday at Jenny Edmondson Hospital in Council Bluffs. Funeral services for Luella Smith will be today at 2 o'clock at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. David John Behrens, age 66 of Harlan, died Saturday in Omaha. Funeral services for David Behrens will be held tomorrow at 10:30 at the Bethlehem Lutheran Church in Jacksonville. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Martha Remtel, age 90 of Indianola and formerly of Audubon, died May 29th. A celebration of life memorial service for Martha Remtel will be on Friday at 10:30 at the First United Methodist Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. Nick Revis, age 72 of Atlantic, died June 26th. Graveside services for Nick Revis will be Saturday at 11 o'clock at the Maple Hill Cemetery at College Springs. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic has the arrangements. Forrest Tighe, age 90 of Atlantic, died Saturday at the Allen House. Memorial services for Forrest Tighe will be Saturday at 1:30 at the United Church of Christ in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home is assisting the family. James Stephen Wolfe, age 38 of Minden, died Sunday at his home. Funeral services for James Wolfe will be Saturday at 3 o'clock at the United Church of Christ in Minden. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca is in charge of the arrangements. Jay Hugoveen, age 84 of Griswold, died Sunday at his home. Services for Jay Hugoveen will be held at a later date with the Dune Funeral Home of Griswold in charge of arrangements. And Clifford Cruz, age 59 of Harlan, died Monday. Services for Clifford Cruz are currently pending at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home. The news was brought to you by Lindemann Tractor. Lindemann Tractor is good news for your blues. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.